You're listening to SBS News.
When SBS started in 1975, the multicultural broadcaster featured just 8 languages. But it was enough, audio and language content director David Hua recalls, to prompt spontaneous celebration on the streets.
When a Turkish-speaking truck driver heard SBS radio and heard his first language for the first time on Australian media, he actually got out of the truck and danced in the middle of an intersection with joy.
46 years on, and the suite of languages broadcast by SBS stretches to more than 60 across a range of different platforms. But its core purpose remains to service the needs of a multicultural and multilingual Australia. To best do that, SBS conducts a review every 5 years of its language program content. It uses the Australian Bureau of Statistics census as a key barometer, and David Hua says the results of this year's national snapshot are due out in June next year.
And when that comes out, that will help us to inform what language services SBS will be delivering. Now, as the community evolves and the community needs evolves, SBS absolutely needs to match that evolution and to provide the services which are most required for the community that we serve.
David Hua has launched a 6-week public consultation period to get feedback on what selection criteria should be used in the makeup of SBS language services.
We also take into account the types of consumption habits that our audiences might have. So be they radio listening, be they podcast listening, be they digital consumption, SBS needs to review its services in order to be as relevant as possible to multicultural and multilingual Australians.
According to Muhammad Al-Kafaji, Chief Executive of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, it's vital the review caters for new and emerging communities that may have smaller populations.
SBS is really important to new arrivals to Australia, to refugee communities, especially to new and emerging communities. Of course, we would love to see more languages added rather than others, other languages taken off. And Australia's cultural diversity is only growing, and we hope that government funding matches that for SBS to be able to provide additional languages.
Hakka Chin, mainly spoken in the western Myanmar region of Chin State, was one of 7 new language groups added in 2018 after the last review, along with Mongolian, Kirundi, Tibetan, Karen, Rohingya and Telugu. Davide Schiappa-Pietra, SBS Head of Language Content, says it's an ever-evolving melting pot.
Our language services and their composition aims at reflecting the continuously changing and increasingly diverse Australian society. Obviously, the census is the cornerstone of the criteria that we apply to pretty much decide how to allocate our resources and to which language services to better servicing our communities.
But of course, as with most undertakings in these pandemic days, COVID-19 will also play its part. The census results are likely to reflect the extraordinary lack of migration due to border closures, making the task of reviewing the language services of SBS all the more challenging. The consultation period starts today and will last until the 12th of November. To view the draft selection criteria and submit feedback, go to sbs.com.au/consultation. Gareth Borum, SBS News.